Hello, podcasters. This podcast intro has to be quick, so we don't even have time to do the opener.
Oh, my gosh. No time. What's coming up in the show? Lots of good stuff. You're going to love it. I am racing away because I've got a trivia night.
Yeah, you do.
To get to. It's just me and Dad. Is that going to be enough?
No, two-person teams are never as good, but...
We also have a lot of overlapping knowledge. Like, we can quote Seinfeld. But both of us can do that. You know what I mean?
No, I feel like you've got well-rounded knowledge. You know your sport. You know your music.
Yeah, but so does Dad.
You're a good addition.
So anything that Dad knows, I know.
Does he know geography and like
He's really
world
good
events?
Geog, yeah.
Oh, then you're fine. You got it covered.
I got pop music.
Yeah, that was what I usually
If Ellie
would bring
Chaney
to
is a topic, I might be able to do quite well in that round.
So true.
Yeah.
It won't be.
Espresso martinis. I know a lot about those because of you.
Yeah. How are you learning? You're getting there. You made a pretty average one yesterday.
And what are you up to do tonight? What are you doing?
I'm filling in for a netball team because my team has a bye. So I'm playing for their team, which is a bit stressful, especially considering I had an Aperol spritz and a pasta.
Are you the best in your current team and that's why you're going to play for the...
No, I think I'm just available.
Okay. You're just easy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they did say initially that they needed a shooter and I'm not a shooter.
No.
And so
5'1".
Yeah, I was like, look, I'm available, but I'm not shooting. And they just said... All right, we'll come back to you. They came back to me and they said, hey, we need you.
Where
so
you
if they
play?
Put me in shooter, I don't know.
Where are you going to play? You don't know.
If they put, they can't put that pressure on me.
No, they can't. Like, you can't have your sub play a super important role.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Surely they'll put you on the wing.
Yeah, just chuck me on the wing. Yeah, that'd be great.
Forget about that.
All right, enjoy at your thingo and I'll
Thank
enjoy
you.
My thingo and enjoy the podcast.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, Taz. Long-time listeners of this show and yourself may know that I like to consider myself a little bit of an inventor.
Yeah, you're a wacky inventor. You come up with some weird stuff. What's something that you've invented?
Oh, where do I start? Sponge coasters, for starters.
Oh, yeah.
Mops up the condensation as it falls down your glass.
Yep. Fair.
In-car robo-vacs that vacuum your car. Keeping on the car, keeping your car clean situation. A little mobile car wash thing that you pop on the top of your car, attach it to the hose, boom, you've got yourself a drive-through car wash. That's just a few stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Who is she, ladies and gentlemen?
I have recently discovered that there is a kind of like an invention convention for school
students. Like that. I don't like the name of that, firstly.
The
invention
convention.
I think you can say it three more times in this story. That's it.
We're going to put a limit on me saying invention convention.
Three. Yeah, that's you're down to two.
Aww. Okay. All right, fine. Whatever.
You can only say it two more times.
Well, the technical name of it is the Sunshine Coast Mayor's Telstra Innovation Awards.
Okay. Yeah.
Way less fun than Invention Convention.
One more use. You've got one more use of that.
But basically, these school students from across the coast between years 9 and 12 have come up with inventions.
Oh, this is so cool.
And then they pitch them to the mayor and other big dogs around the coast, big business people. And then they vie for the best invention. I have read through some of the finalists.
Oh, please hit me with them. So these are 9 to 12-year-olds here on the sunny coast.
No, year 9 to 12.
Oh,
so
year
like
9
the
to 12.
Teenagers, yeah.
Great, even better.
All of these are marketable ideas. Some kids from Emmanuel Lutheran have come up with one called Block by Block, which is a sustainable housing and rental solution using decommissioned shipping containers.
Great.
How smart are these kids?
Great.
Another one, an ultrasonic dingo repellent bracelet.
Excuse me? So I didn't understand any of that.
So you're walking around.
A dingo repellent bracelet.
Yeah, to stop dingo attacks. Another one, a self-sorting recycling bin. Bristling with technology.
Oh, I'd love that.
How cool
I want
is that?
One of those at home. Whoever's making one of those,
right.
I'll take a test one of those. I'd love that.
Okay. What about these people from your old school, Mountain Creek?
Go, Creekers. Come on. Here we go. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be the best.
They've come up with the Dan. Solid name. That's my boyfriend's name. It's a mountable pod that attaches to boats and passively collects floating waste.
Are we still talking about your boyfriend?
He's not
a mountable pod that you can answer boats.
Okay. Suncoast Christian College have come up with the Aussie Mozzie Mister.
That's almost as bad as Invention Convention.
Hey, you said it. Don't
no,
you take...
No, that doesn't count.
Yes, that counts.
That doesn't count.
So I still have one more? Yeah. Okay, all right. I'll leave it for something good. But all in all... The moral of this story is, I haven't even gotten through all the schools and all the kids yet.
No.
The kids on the coast are 7 million times smarter than you and I.
Is there a winner of these awards?
Yeah, yeah, there will be. They're all finalists.
Yeah.
And then there's an award ceremony on June 20.
Oh, we've got to touch on it again in a month. Announce the winner.
On the Invention Convention.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
So, Sunny Coast, I've got a mate. I'm going to throw him under the bus.
How many?
Lots. Maybe 10.
Bombshell.
Maybe more.
Shove it. Crazy. Where am I? What number?
9.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Big Boss Benny,
number 10.
So, I've got a mate. I'm going to use his real name.
Okay.
Because I feel like it. His name's Lockie.
Lockie, you dirty dog.
He's bought a car knowing that it had a few things wrong with it, right?
Oh, risky Lockie.
Bought this car. Wasn't much. Was a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy that sold it to him did say, look, there's a leak in the passenger side.
What type of a leak? I feel like you don't want to mess around with leaks
in
cars.
Well, let's water in. So if it's in the rain, if you leave it outside, it's going to let a bit of water in. So it's obviously the seal somewhere around the door maybe, right?
My last car had a hole in the roof. I get it.
And my mate's gone, you know what? That sounds like an easy fix. I can take that in.
Pop some blue tack. Fixed,
right? But it's been ignored. Mm-hmm. He's ignored it. We've had a lot of rain in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
The leak's been getting really bad. So the water piles up in the floor mats of the passenger side of the car.
Oh, that would stink.
It puddles. Like it splashes when you get into the car.
Does it smell a lot inside his car?
It smells real damp.
Yeah.
It's got a real damp smell.
Ugh.
He messaged me yesterday and he goes, haha, probably need to get the leak fixed because, and he sent me a picture, which is up on our Instagram right now. He sent me this picture. I said, I'm going to use this on the radio. I hope you're okay with that. He goes, because I've had to pick a plant out of my car mat. Like weeds are growing out of the car mat because of the water that's getting in there.
Well, that makes sense. It's kind of like a greenhouse, you know, for a plant.
So I've got a picture of the little plant that he's picked from the car mat on our Instagram right now with the question, what is currently going wrong or broken in your car?
Love it.
Sunny Coast, what's currently wrong? Mine, my boot. The gas things that hold the boot up are broken.
You get very stressed whenever I go to put anything in your boot. You can't do it
because the door's heavy without those gas things holding it up. So I need to fix those. Yeah, I know. But at least I don't have plants growing in my car, Lockie.
I don't know. Indoor plants very in at the moment.
But these plants think they're outside in the rain and yet they are in his passenger seat. They're the passenger princesses in his car.
Rodney in Pridgeon, have you got a few things wrong with your car, buddy?
I actually, this story is hilarious because I just had to pull over literally about 5 minutes ago because I was driving along around Kunda Park and my oil level engine light came on, and I'm an ex-mechanic, so I know that means pull over real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, does it? Good to know.
Pull on the side of the road and check it out, and to find out that it's nothing wrong. It seems like just a sensor. So my car's just got its own little mind of its own. And then the other lovely, lovely thing about my car is when you park it somewhere, sometimes it doesn't like to turn off. So you have to, like, start it up, flick it through the gears and try and get the sound system to turn off. It's very annoying.
It sounds like your car is a toddler, Rod.
It's got its own little mind of its own. It's got tantrums.
Mine doesn't too, actually. The radio doesn't turn off when you turn the car off, and so you walk around.
Is it a Mazda?
No, but yeah.
Mine's a Mazda.
There you go.
I found out what the problem is. Mm-hmm. It takes about 4 days to fix. You have to take the transmission out. And I'm not interested in doing that in
Lucky,
my garage.
You and I, Rodney, like listening to CFM, so we don't need the radio to turn off when we get out of the car, okay?
Exactly.
Then it's just there on, ready to go when
You're
we come back.
You're great for our ratings, right?
Yeah,
keep
exactly.
that car.
So we want to know what is wrong with your car. Alana's in Budrum. Alana, have you got a few things wrong with yours?
Well, it happened last week, Ellie. I was driving along the freeway and this light came on my dashboard. Never seen it before, EPS. And my steering just literally stopped. I couldn't go left, right. I was having a heart attack. And anyway, I finished up getting off the highway, like just veering off.
Yeah.
Turned the car off, turned it back on. The light didn't come back on. I was like, sweet. Next day, happened again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, $400. So literally, I will do anything for a new car. I will run from here to Melbourne if, I don't know, anything. I'll do anything for a new car. Single mum here. Come on, Sunny Coast.
Hi, Sunny Coast, if you can help us out, 545-11919. Well, unfortunately, we're not giving away a new car right now,
I know,
now,
but part
Alana.
Of me wants to call like one of the local car yards and say, hey, have you got a car we can give to Alana? Because she said she will run from here to Melbourne. Yeah, I mean, we're going to make you do that, though, Alana. You've
well,
said it.
Maddie will do it, and I'll just take my camera and just...
Just palm it off.
Ilana can drive to Melbourne. She just has to do it in a straight line at the moment.
She can't steer it.
Any advertising on the car, I don't care, guys.
Thank you, Ilana.
Right,
I love the story.
She's put it out there. Let's go now to Jade in Palm Woods. Jade, have you got something wrong with your car at the moment?
I mean, what is it wrong with
it? Oh, no.
Take us through the list, Jade.
I've got so many. Okay, so my gas thing in the boot doesn't hold anymore.
Oh, cute. Same as Taz.
That's broken. Yeah. My aircon doesn't work, so it's always the heater on 27.
That's winter. It's fine.
Yeah, but not in summer when you've got to keep the car cool.
Yeah, that's fair.
And the batteries keep dying, and we've now just figured out my alternator is blown.
Oh, that means starting it's going to be a real pain.
How old is your car, Jade?
Well, it was brought to be done up as a 4B.
Okay.
So it's a... I think it's a 2005 Porsche Cayenne Turbo.
Oh, 2005. Yeah, that's coming up to two decades old, Jade. Maybe it's vintage.
To let it go.
Let it go, Jade. Let it go. It's experienced enough. It's in pain at the moment, okay?
Sell it for parts. You had a good journey.
Put it down.
Good on you, Jade. Thanks for your call.
Love it.
That's all right.
Finally, let's go to Jacob in Caloundra. Jacob, have you got something wrong with your car right now?
Yeah, sure do. I need new wheel alignment.
Oh, that's the worst, because then you have to get all the tyres taken off, don't you, to get that done?
Yeah,
but it just keeps taking me into the bottle.
Oh, Jacob.
Straight into it.
Oh, you know what? Let's just give the man the prize straight away. Noosa, eat and drink, double pass, mate. You are going along. I love it.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
I walked straight into it, Jacob.
Yeah, she did too. 30th of May to the 2nd of June, noosaeatdrink.com.au. Jacob wins today. Let's go home.
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
A list of the UK's sexiest men has been released.
Okay, have we got a top 10, a top 5? What's the go?
We have a top 10.
Are you, as a lover of men, happy with the list?
I feel nothing but pure sorrow for anyone looking for a man in the UK after reading this list.
Oh, no.
It is embarrassing to them as a country.
They've got attractive men, though.
They've got attractive men.
And
they've
famous
got
ones.
Attractive men. Yes.
Harry Styles comes to mind.
Correct. All of the members of One Direction, sexy men.
Right. Are they too young? Is it an older list, maybe?
Well, I hope so. I hope that the person who's written this is 75 years old.
Okay.
Judging by what they find attractive.
Maybe they've been voted in by pensioners. Is that what you're saying?
It's the only explanation I can find in this whole thing.
Okay? Give us the list.
So there's quite a few on there who I'm not very familiar with, and there are some on there that I agree with, okay? Like... Cillian, I never know how to say his name. Cillian Murphy.
Killian?
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah.
Idris Elba, he's hot.
So
they came in at 5 and 6.
And Killian's from Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
And Idris Elba's from like Thor and stuff, isn't he?
Yeah. Hotties. Tom Holland, he's on there. He's Spider-Man. I will agree, he's okay looking. I would not call him the top 10 sexiest men.
He's just a dude.
He has come in.
I think that's why he works well as Spider-Man. Because he's kind of just a guy.
He's a bit of a plain Jane.
Yep.
He's come in at number 2.
Oh, pipped at the post by who? Who's beaten Spider-Man?
This is the thing. I'll tell you who's third first. Prince William. Not even Prince Harry. Okay, Prince Harry has always been the hot one out of the two.
Yes.
And even then, like, again, you wouldn't really double take too much at him in the street.
You wouldn't turn down a prince, though.
Yeah, if he's a prince.
You know.
Well, I would actually, because I just want to be able to go to Woolies and get a treat.
You love money.
What? I do not love money.
You love money.
Yeah, but but I want to be able to live my normal life. I don't want to be a princess.
Oh.
Imagine not being able to go to Woolies.
No one's ever said that before.
No, absolutely. I would rather clean toilets than be a princess.
Imagine not being able to go to Woolies.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Sorry, Will. Sorry. Take your billions and trillions and your land and your fame and everything. I want the fresh food people. But thanks anyway. You are a loser,
Jamie. To be
fair,
you're a loser. I also do online shopping a lot. But hey, that's okay. We've gotten off track.
Who's number one? Who's beaten Tom Holland?
The UK's sexiest man alive is none other than Top Gear's own Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, my God.
Who is old, for starters.
Yeah, very old. He's not looking his best. To be fair, if he's ever going to have made the list, it would have been 10 years ago plus.
Can you see this picture? Look at this picture. He's got a beer gut. He looks like Homer Simpson.
Yeah, he does.
He's got the...
Very much. Well, Clarkson's Farm's trending at the moment. Like, he's a big star.
But what? Wow. He's not sexy.
He's not sexy, though.
Then call him the UK's biggest star. Don't call him the world's sexiest, the UK's sexiest man.
Is Jeremy Clarkson your hall pass?
545-11919.
If we get one caller, we'll find a prize for it. If you genuinely mean it, prove us right. Jeremy Clarkson, sexiest man in the UK.
Apparently. If he's sexier than Harry Styles, I will eat my hat.
I feel like the only person that could have made that list is Jeremy Clarkson
himself. Yes, absolutely.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Right now, though, we are playing a different game. It's called Bandle.
Yeah, our favourite game, Ellie v me, v you, Sunshine Coast. There is a song to guess under the Bandle banner. Today, what we know about it, it's released in 2008, so it's right in our wheelhouse, Chaney. But difficulty, very hard, they say. It's almost impossible. So, we're going to need your help, Sunny Coast. If you think you know what it is, 545-11919. It's been broken up into its bits. Let's hit us with the drums.
Alrighty, here we go.
What were you doing in 2008?
That was my final year of school.
Was it? So you were busy studying and not listening to music, surely?
Yep. Leavers 08, we were called.
Are you 2 years older than me?
Two school years, yeah, maybe. I graduated when I just turned 16. I was a very little baby.
Yeah, no, I was 17, so yes. Okay.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, we digress.
Oh.
2008. I'm going to know it. Is it something like the music's not really going to help us and then we get the vocal cover and we'll go, oh, yeah, there
I we reckon go. The next layer, whatever it's going to be, is going to be like yesterday when we had Cry Me a River and it was do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, good call. Someone's already calling through. Actually, do you want to?
Yeah, we'll take them.
Okay.
Absolutely. If they can beat us, then we'll rustle up something for them.
All right, let's do it. 91.9 CFM, who's this? Hey, Jackie,
our first question is, have you played Bandle already today?
No.
Oh, but you reckon you know what song it is?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think
it is? We've got to play along as well, so we've got the app on our phone. We can guess it for you, Jackie. What do you think it is?
I reckon it's like American Boy.
Oh,
American
I really like
bully?
That. American.
Not American Idiot.
No, by Estelle.
Oh, American Boy. Oh, absolutely it's going to be that. That is a great guess.
Let's have a look. We're typing in at the moment.
Okay.
All right.
My gosh. She's got it.
Yeah, she has. Take me on a trip I'd like to go someday. You can hear the,
Can we go back to what she got that from?
Yeah.
Oh. Well done, Jackie.
Wow. Impressive stuff, my friend. Well done. We will find a prize for you because that is
some
good
terrific
gear.
Work. Well done, Jackie.
Thank you very much.
How many people have beaten us in Bandle? That's only the second, I think, Tazzy.
Look, if it's you v me v the Sunshine Coast, the Sunshine Coast is winning,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, good on ya.
Ellie and Taz. Get ready now. On 91.9 CFM.
Big story today. Everybody's talking about this McDonald's worker that's been filmed drying a mop head under the fries warmer. So there's a picture that's apparently was taken a couple of weeks ago but has just surfaced today, and they're holding the mop head under the heater that you always see over the chips.
Yeah.
Just not great look.
Is it bad that I don't find it the worst thing in the world?
It's not super gross, you know, but like, it's up. It's not great.
I mean, it's not great.
It must be a slow news day. I guess you're right with that.
If you're going to dry a mop.
My question is, why is she drying a mop?
That's a really good question.
Mops are meant to be wet, and you usually have the bucket that will wring them out anyway.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those flat ones, so maybe she didn't have the wringer for it. But you're right. Like, no one wants a dry mop. No. What's that? Just a cloth.
Good one. You know? Good one.
It wasn't even...
What a zinger. What a zinger. There's a couple of comments on here a lot funnier than that. Someone said, oh, so that's where the flavour comes from. Another reply, back in our day, we used to use the Angus seasoning for the shaker fries. Another added. And my favourite, Sunny Coast, this is gold. Whoever's come up with this on the internet, you know who you are. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed mop.
Oh, God.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Is everything all right at home?
Yeah, why?
Just because you're really looking forward to bringing up the fact that you were in the shower last night.
I'm not looking forward.
You've been saying, up after five, Sunny Coast. Get ready. Brace yourself. So in the shower last night, something happened. Can't wait to share it with you.
Okay, I never said can't wait to share it with you, Tazzy, but now you bring it up. You're right. Let me paint a picture. Sorry, put it on a bit too...
Can we just turn the tap down a little?
Put it on a bit too hard there. Yeah. That pressure was a bit too much.
Oh, that sounds like we're peeing.
No, it's a shower. How heavy is your flow?
No
if
comment.
That sounds like your pee. Are you kidding me? That's like a watering can.
It is like a watering can.
Wow, continue. You might want to get that checked out.
I will actually. I'll get a doc on.
Okay. Last night, Taz, I was having a lovely shower.
Yep.
It had been a long day. It was a cool night.
Peeing?
No, I don't know. That's gross.
Okay.
Tragedy befell me whilst in the shower.
The portable speaker that you brought in there wasn't waterproof, was it?
No. Even worse. So usually, Taz, just for a bit of context, I like to sit down in the shower. I sit down, I let the water fall, caress my body.
People that sit down in the shower, losers.
No, it's the best. It's my favourite thing in the world to do.
If you sit down in the shower, loser.
No. How dare you?
Stand up like a regular person.
All my fellow shower sitters will agree. It's the best thing in the world.
We'll ask Instagram.
If they sit down in the shower.
Yeah.
Mate, they're on my side, trust me. Anyway, last night, for some reason, I was in a bit of a hurry. I decided not to sit down in the shower. Mm-hmm. That is an important note to make because as I'm standing up, I look down and crawling out of a hole that I did not know existed was a spider. Literally, apparently, there's a tiny little hole kind of in the grout of my shower screen.
Right.
And this huntsman, I reckon it was, had crawled out of it mid-shower. I nearly went tits up.
Terrifying.
Because I'm not, as you know, you and I both, not spider people.
No, we're not.
Freaked out, screamed out.
Did you? Have you got one of those removable shower heads that's on the cord? And then you went, ha ha, here we go. This is technology and evolution for you, mate. And then hit me with the sound effect.
You better believe I did, baby. I took the shower head off. And by this stage, the spider had noticed I was there and it scurried back into its hole.
Yeah.
And I said, sorry, mate. And apologies to spider savers out there. I know there's a lot of you and I appreciate you and your bravery. However, in this moment, all I could think to do was point the shower at the hole and get that spider down the drain.
Wash that spider out.
Yeah, but then I was scared, like, because you know how spiders just cling to things?
I was like, spider.
It's clinging to the drain, surely. So I stood there for like 5 minutes just making sure it was down there. Sarah in Biwa, tell us, have you had something go wrong in the shower?
Hello. Well, it wasn't me. It was one of my friends at school. She came on a Monday morning. This was in the early 90s, so, you know. She had no eyebrows, and we were like, what did you do to your face? And she said, oh, I was in the shower shaving my legs with two disposable razors, and I had itchy eyebrow, and I leant up and shaved them both off by accident.
Both of them?
and I were like, I don't know about that, but she stuck to it.
That's surely that's a lie, because I'm scratching my face right now, Tassie. Like, yeah. If I'm holding a razor, not going all the way from eye to eye.
What I think's happened, she's held a razor. She has scratched her forehead.
Yeah.
And she's taken a half, maybe more of an eyebrow.
So she's tried to fix it.
Then tried to even it.
Yeah. That's what we thought too.
Yeah. And then she's gone, oh, no, I'm going to have to just take them all off now. Shink.
Hilarious.
Oh, Sarah, I love it. Rough. Are you still friends with her?
No.
Oh, she's just... walking around with eyebrows now, let's
hope.
Yeah,
exactly. Can't recognise her anymore. Thanks, Sarah.
Love it.
Mary, what went wrong in your shower?
My shower episode, it was actually my ex-husband. It was the night of our engagement. It should have been a sign. Back in the days when you had smoke in clubs, he came home at like 5 in the morning, very, very drunk, smelling a cigarette. So I said, you're not getting into bed like that. Go for a shower. So he goes for a shower. We had family staying. We were in Mount Isa and we'd actually had family up from Brisbane and everywhere, flown in for the engagement. Anyway, I wake up to my mother screaming that the house was flooding. So he'd actually gone for a shower, used his butt as a plug, and so he wouldn't drown. There was a lot of salty in it. So he wouldn't drown. He actually put his head outside the shower on the tile. He's sleeping in the shower and flooded upstairs. It actually went down the hallway. It was a two-way bathroom. Unfortunately, I locked the door so my mother didn't get an eyeball. And it went down through the boards and everything. It must have been going for ages because his mate was sleeping downstairs. Was asleep and he actually the water was going down the ceiling onto the fans, licking around the room, in the window, down the lights, filled up, you know, those upside down sort of cup lights.
Yeah.
So it filled them up. That was overflowing on two of the lights.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Mary.
I can't even.
That one story is pretty much the only time I'll ever get to say this on our radio show.
Yeah.
That story involved a butt plug.
Oh, Jazz!
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.